Let us pray. Father God, as we come before you this morning, we just thank you so much this morning, God, for giving us another opportunity, number one, to see another day, to see another Sunday, to see the last Sunday in January of 2021. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for this service. Lord God, as I decrease, I pray that your spirit will increase within me. Have your way. Return this service over to you, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me some praise. We've been talking and we've been listening, and I've been teaching on increase, and we've been teaching on different areas and overflow and all those other things. And we're going to make sure that this morning we're going to seal that thing this morning. Hallelujah. Is that okay?
Yes.
We it this morning. We talked about occupy and multiply and all these other great things over the last few weeks. But this morning, I want to talk to you about abundant living. Anybody with me this morning, raise your hands. Hallelujah. Abundant living. But Pastor always like using these subtitles, right? I don't want to just talk to you about abundance and an abundant living, but I also want to talk to you about living a kingdom assignment. You know, there's a difference between the two, right? There's a difference in living a kingdom assignment and just an assignment. Mm-hmm. Amen. When you live in a kingdom assignment, you're empowered by the Holy Spirit to be able to do things that your natural abilities cannot accomplish. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me? Mm-hmm. So I know that as we come to the end of January, we're going to go into February, we are still dealing with some issues that carry over from 2020. You with me this morning? Mm-hmm. But God is still with us. That word, but God.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all didn't catch it. But God.
But God.
But God is still with us. And in the blessing business also, he never denied his position. He never stopped blessing. Anybody with me this morning? Some of y'all got blessed, are still getting blessed in the midst of the pandemic. You blessed just to be on this call this morning. Did you know that this morning?
Mm-hmm.
So many, 400,000 people will know the trade positions with you this morning. They lost their lives through COVID. So many others are dealing with things and dealing with stress issues and dealing with mental health issues and dealing with divorce issues and dealing with unemployment issues and dealing with church issues, dealing with family issues. Mm-hmm.
But God.
Still with you.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I would like to thank all the leaders this morning, all the partners for joining us this morning. You see, my mission is to carry out the assignment that God has on my life as a kingdom ambassador. Hallelujah this morning. You are a kingdom ambassador. If you are a believer, if you are a Christian, you are considered a kingdom ambassador. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about abundant living. Let's get right to it this morning. There are some things I want to share with you this morning. In the book of Proverbs, talk in chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. And I want to give you some principles. The first principle to abundant living is wisdom. Write this down. The first principle is what? Wisdom. In Proverbs 4, verse 1 through 14, in the NIV version says, listen, my sons, to what? To a father's instruction, but not only listen, but also pay attention and gain understanding. So there's two things he's saying. You're going to do number one, you got to pay attention to what God is saying to you. And then after you pay attention, you're going to do what? You're going to gain understanding. And he said, I would give you what? Sound learning, sound doctrines, so that do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. In verse 4, then he taught me and he said to me, take hold of my words with all of what? All of your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live. Now see, this is a formula for healthy living. This is a formula for longevity in living. Take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Now here we go, New Life. Get with me. Get wisdom. You know, wisdom can take you a lot of places. Are y'all with me this morning? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I always said, if you got wisdom, there are a lot of other things that you can accomplish. Hallelujah this morning. Get wisdom, get understanding, but do not forget my words or turn away from them. So many times when we're seeking things from God, when we're trying to have increase in God, and we're trying to have more prosperity in our life, we forget about the words that God spoke to you initially. But see, there will come a time in your life where the word is the only thing you got to lean on. Y'all get that this morning, church. Mm-hmm. There will come a point in your life you're not going to believe, lean on mama, daddy, the job, the neighbor, the co-worker. It's only going to be God, that word, that rhema word that he gave you. You got to go back to that word. He said, do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Wisdom, love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is the number one principle. But look, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her. And she will not just cherish her, but she will also exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland of grace, your head, and present you with a glorious crown. Mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere. Listen, my son. Accept what I say, and the yields of your life will be plenty. Will be many. Will be plenty. How many times, church, this morning, that you wish you could have went back and done some things differently because you don't have the wisdom that you have now? How many times of the mistakes that you made in life, you said, only if I knew what I knew now. Mm. Y'all with me, church, this morning. Only if I have a little more wisdom, I'm a little more wiser now. Maybe a bad relationship that you was in. Maybe there's some decisions that you made. Y'all with me, church, this morning. You probably looking back sometimes and say, guess what? I would have more money in the bank. I would be more happier. I'll be more happier. Hallelujah. I'll be more holistic. I'll be more whole. But in verse 11 say, I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. See, when you walk, he said, your steps will not be what? Hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Mm-hmm. Verse 13. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guide it well, for it's your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Now, let me break this down just a little bit here. We're going to go somewhere this morning. Just stay with me, church. Stay with me. Stay with me this morning. I want to say this to you. The number one principle to live an abundant life, it says, number one was get wisdom. The other thing I want to talk to you about here is that when we understand wisdom, wisdom will not give you the ability to gain more wealth, but wisdom will also give you the ability to be protected. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me, church?
Yes.
Wisdom. I'm talking to a lot of people right now in the community. I'm talking to a lot of people that I'm gonna use an example that never thought about owning a firearm. Now they saying they need a firearm because they want to use wisdom to protect their families because what happened at the Capitol, you know, last month or whatever it was. Wisdom. I'm not gonna spend all my money on foolish things and buying the same thing over and over again. Anybody been there with me? You had a 55-inch TV made by Samsung, then you got a 60-inch TV made by Samsung, and then when the 65 come out, you get the 65, amen? Buying the same thing over and over again. Anybody with me this morning? Mm-hmm. Wisdom. I'm not going to come out and speak so fast. I'm going to listen more than I talk. Wisdom. Boy, I wish I would have done some things a little bit different on that job. I wish I would have showed up on time. I wish I would have just appreciated the little things that God has blessed me with. Anybody with me this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The next thing I want to talk to you about, our principle number two, is favor. Hallelujah. Y'all know favor, they say, ain't fair. And I know it's not in the Bible word you're supposed to say. But for all of you educated people, right? Favor is not fair. Right? Mm-hmm. And people get jealous over the favor that's on your life. But favor is something that they would never be able to understand because favor comes from God.
Yeah.
See, when it comes straight from the throne, you always get the promotion. You always doing the traveling. You always taking the trip. Your kids always doing well. You got a good husband, a good wife. You seem to be getting raises on your job. You seem to have businesses that's prospering. You seem to have new homes and new cars. The favor of God is on your life. So the number two principle for abundant living is favor. Say favor.
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 All right. In Luke chapter 2, I'm still dealing with wisdom just a little bit. Chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus grew up in wisdom and stature. You got that in faith? You got that in faith? Okay, don't worry about it. Luke chapter 2, 52. You can check it out, church. It said Jesus grew in wisdom. We talked about wisdom, right? First. And then he grew in stature, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was in favor with God.
Amen.
Amen. See, favor with God. Amen. Let me give you a little nugget. Nugget. Here you go.
Okay.
Let me break it down to you. You know, I like to break things down so we can a baby can digest it. Let me give you a nugget. Favor is not a one-time event. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Favor is not a one-time event, but it's a lifestyle. And how you make it a lifestyle, you be thankful for everything.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the food that's in my house. Thank you for the car that you're giving me. Thank you for the doctor. Thank you for the medication. Thank you.
Thank you.
For everything. Thank you for the snow that came this morning from heaven looking so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for the ice. Thank you for the hot water.
Amen.
Y'all ain't getting it. Thank you for everything. That's how I become a lifestyle.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord, for the computer.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the sale across the country. Thank you, Lord, for calling.
Yes.
Dedication.
Yes.
That's how you make it a lifestyle this morning. Thank you, Lord, for my relatives. Thank you for my neighbor.
Yes. Yes.
This morning, y'all.
Hallelujah.
That's how it become a lifestyle. Too many times, we're just thanking God for the big things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The little things that he wants you to be appreciative of.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, thank you for being able to get out of bed without a pain.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for the pain.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for the pain because I'm still living. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Let us thank you for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for a new life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for our bishop. Thank you for our pastor.
Yes.
It's called thank you for the visitors in the name of
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for everything. It becomes a lifestyle.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let me say this to you. Another nugget. Get around the right people. And favor will find you. Get around the right people. And favor will find you.
Mm.
You know, people that are not no good for you, they never dismiss themselves out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
They stick around. They catch another nugget. Y'all ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Right from the throne. Mm-hmm. People are like elevators. What you mean, Pastor?
Mm.
Either they can take you up or bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
See,
amen. That's right.
People are like elevators. They either going to take you up or they're going to bring you down. Favor of God always bring you back on top. Favor can accelerate your destiny. Favor can accelerate your resources. Favor can turn your life around.
Amen.
How's that work?
That favor of God can have you from a position of debt to a position of being debt free. Favor of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get you to the doctor, and all of a sudden the doctor report done changed, and the doctor don't even know why it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Favor of God.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Can change your life suddenly. Give you increase. Give you abundance. Give you opportunities that you never thought you could have. But it's important that you put people around you. Because they're like elevators. Some people, the elevator got different levels.
Mm-hmm.
How you go, there's a different devil for each level.
Amen.
You got a camera?
Yeah.
Some of us want to go to the top. Amen. If you can't deal with the footman, I preached on that one Sunday, right? You sure can't run with the horses. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you don't let the footman stomach you this morning, you sure can't run with the horses. If you don't let what people think about you this morning and say about you, don't even run. You can't run. Because the elevator is designed to get you to certain levels.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't want you to get to the level where God has called you to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to judge you on the level you own, but don't understand that when God is for you, who can be against you, church?
Hallelujah.
When God is on your life, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what they say about you, I'm delivered from people.
Hallelujah.
I'm delivered from people. I'm delivered from people thinking about you. I don't care. Only God and me.
Hallelujah.
We're in communion every day, every night, every morning, every evening. You got to be in communion with him.
Hallelujah.
He'll speak to you. Abundant living. Living a kingdom assignment.
My God. My God.
He can accelerate you, church.
Yes.
Count it out. Y'all remember when Mike Tyson used to knock people out in 2 seconds or less?
Mm-hmm.
Quicker than Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He quicker than Mike Tyson.
Mm.
And there's no fight that he ever lost. Did you know that, church? There's no fight in your life he's ever lost. He's undefeated.
Yes, he is.
You turn your life around. You can't be the judge. So, favor of God. In the book of Proverbs, I don't think you have this faith. He say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he thee. But in his heart is not with me.
Oh.
That's the King James Version. Mm-hmm. So whatever your heart, and what you think is what's in your heart. So we have to understand that we have to also, with abundant living and living a kingdom assignment, we have to allow God to be our cardiologist.
Yes.
See, y'all missed that one. Hallelujah, you missed that one. You know, the heart is so important. Hallelujah. As you change your heart, taught the things of God. As you change your heart, God will put more in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Abundant living. The next one. Mm-hmm. Generosity.
Mm.
Wisdom is number one. Favor is number two. Generosity was number three. Giving God blessings to others. So you become the person to have a heart to be a blessing. They're just waiting for a blessing. The more that you begin to be a blessing, the more that God will put in your hands of abundance. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me, church, this morning?
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the more you allow God to use you in the kingdom, right? The more you yield, there we go, you yield to the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yes.
The more you allow the word to be effective in your life, the more you allow him to consume you and not the enemy, the more you allow him to consume you and not other people's thoughts and ideals, the more you allow him to consume you, you're putting your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, in Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. I'm going to stop at verse 9. This is talking about increase. It was relating to leadership, but it's talking about increase. He said, at the time I said to you, you are too heavy burden for me to carry alone. The Lord your God has what? Increased your numbers so that today you are as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he promised. God want us to walk in our purpose. God want us to walk in increase, and God want us to have abundance and overflow. That's the promise he said I made to you. Too many times you are not walking in abundance. If you want to be forgiven, forgive somebody else. If you want to be loved, love somebody else. If you want more resources, more financial resources, help somebody else in need.
My God.
If you want a better job, a better opportunity, help somebody else get a job and a better opportunity. Y'all with me, church, this morning?
Amen.
So, he said, increase you 1,000 times. Now, let me break this down just a little bit more. Stay with me, church. Stay with me. When I think about increase, there's a difference between loading up a pickup truck and loading up a tractor and trailer with stuff. Where that come from? There's a difference in a pickup load and a tractor and trailer load. A tractor and trailer is designed to carry more weight, more increase, right? More cargo, more whatever it may be, supplies, whatever it may be. Some of us have a pickup truck mentality. What you mean, Pastor? Break it down to me. You can see yourself doing more than what you already have. But God wants to stretch us beyond your own capacity, your own ability. Hallelujah. Because guess this, if you want increase in your life and abundance, it's going to cost you something, church. Don't get jealous of what other people are doing. You have no idea what they're dealing with, what they went through to get to where they got to. You have no idea what they lost. One of the reasons why I like President Joe Biden so much, I know his story. He could have gave up long time ago.
Thank you.
Lost loved ones, lost family members. Yes. First wife killed in a car accident. Lost a son that was in Congress. Never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And then naturally, he probably could have said, you know what? Can't do this no more. But he knew his assignment, church. Do you know your assignment? Because if you don't know Your assignment, you'll give up. Your assignment, whatever God has put in your life, is your situation doesn't change the description of your assignment. Hallelujah. Whatever you're dealing with, don't stop you from carrying out your godly assignment, your kingdom assignment. I know people that's lost stuff, still carrying the gospel. I know people that to the last breath talking about God. I know people that was just in a situation that looked no way out, but at the end of it, they said, but God. I remember a few years ago, one of my neighbors from down in Franklin, I'm not calling no name, lived right next to us. She was in a hospital fighting cancer. And she was a Facebook friend of mine. And the Lord told me to go see her. Mm. When I went saw her, she was on life support. Mm. And when she opened up her eyes to me, she said, Pastor, but God.
Okay.
She said, he got me. Whatever happened, he got me. Whatever the doctor say, I'm still good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever the job say, you still good. He got me.
Thank you, Lord.
That would increase you 1,000 times. Are you ready to be increased this morning, church? Are you ready for your increase? I know I am. Are you ready for your increase? Now, can't yes. Some of us been in church all our lives. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why you should be ready for your increase.
Yes.
Pregnant on the word, listening to the word, worship, all nine. And then, after Deuteronomy, Matthew 6:33. But seek the kingdom, but seek first his kingdom. And what? His righteousness.
Yes.
Now see, I heard people say all the time, you know what? Just seek the kingdom. No, they don't say that. It says seek the kingdom and what? His righteousness.
What it says.
Now, see, the part that we stumble on is the righteousness. Woo! You get that? We are righteous to the kingdom. You know what seeking the kingdom is? Going to church. Reading your Bible, on the prayer call on Friday mornings.
Walking it out.
Right? Mm-hmm. Studying to show yourself approved. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about righteousness, woo! That's another whole ball game.
Yes, it is.
Because righteousness is the area where the enemy filtrates the most. The devil don't care about you being on this call. Do you know that?
That's right.
Matter of fact, he probably waiting for you. He said, I'll wait for you. Soon over. He said, you good? You done? Let's go back to work. He don't care about
Hallelujah.
You like church. He don't care about you lifting your hands up and praising God. Or soon you get off the call, you get the same old wicked thought. He already know. Matter of fact, he telling his little demons, don't even mess with them no more. They're going to destroy themselves. We have a big assignment, boys. Let's go down the street with somebody really almost on a deathbed talking about God gonna heal them. Let's deal with that. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But catch this. Here we go. How many people say abundance?
Abundance.
See, abundance is mine.
Abundance is mine.
All right. Now look, there's all these things. Now, I thought about the word things. Your new home, your new job, your new husband, your new wife, your healing, your blessing, your car, your family members, your kids finally acting right for a change, your grandkids.
Amen.
Your healing.
Thank you.
Your mental stability. See, he said, all these things will be given to you as well. Yes. It seems so simple, but we make it so complicated. Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear that, church?
Yes.
Seek the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. They ready for this? Righteousness, you want to write this one down, is a process. It's a process. As you grow in God, as you grow in the Word, as you get closer to God, the more righteous you become. You with me, church?
Yes.
The more liberated you become and the less religious you become. Y'all catch that, church?
Mm-hmm.
The more liberated you become and the less religious you become. The more liberated you become and the less legalistic you become. The more liberated you become, the less judgmental you become. The more liberated you become, the more freedom you get. See, we have to understand that righteousness is a process. Let me share something with you here, real quick. The enemy's number one job is to steal from you first. But he don't stop there. He still kill is next. When you steal something from someone, they still living, right? Mm-hmm. But when you kill someone, they're no longer living. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you how wacky he is. Then they say destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. And when he destroy, he wants to destroy you, want to destroy your family, want to destroy your marriage, want to destroy your children, want to destroy you, want to destroy your job, want to destroy your health. As a matter of fact, when he destroy, he want to make sure that it almost appeared that you never existed.
That's right. You preaching.
That you never had a relationship with the Almighty God, but the God said, I will supply your needs to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To a point where you don't even exist. To a point you don't even want to preach no more. You don't want to hear about God no more. To a point that your ills have become numb.
Hallelujah.
To a point that you don't want to do nothing with church no more. To a point where you walked away.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
This is the one assignment.
Hallelujah.
To a point where I'm done with it. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then in Matthew 6:19, excuse me for a minute. Matthew 6:19. I love this one. Do not store up for yourselves. I can preach that all day.
Yes.
For so many times, it's about us. Me, mine, I.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mine is. I didn't. Don't store for yourselves. Treasures for yourselves. On earth. Where mouse and vermin destroy. And where thieves break in and steal. But catch this. Here we go. Stay with me, church. We're about to land this plane. Stay with me. What's the next one? Give me the next one. You got anything else? I missed something anyway. I think I'm supposed to whip back up to 18, but don't worry about it. But here go to, this was 18, that's 19. I got 18 right here. He said, I will give you the keys to the keys of heaven, which is to the kingdom. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Good God. Do you know what he said? I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth. See, you're on earth. You're not in heaven right now. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Y'all missed it. He said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
How many people have keys to your house?
Hallelujah.
How many people have keys to your car? Hallelujah. A key only can be until it come in contact with something else.
Okay.
Y'all didn't get it. You missing it. Your key don't mean anything until you use it and you can make contact with something else.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Your relationship with God don't mean anything until you make contact with the kingdom. You missed it. Let me break it up to you again. Bring it to you again. Have you ever had a bunch of keys on a keychain before? Mm-hmm. Anybody with me?
Yes.
Amen.
Each key have a different purpose.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
He said, I'm going to give you this morning the keys to the kingdom, not a key. The key, I gotta get it. That's coming from. This is for somebody this morning. Come on, come on, Holy Spirit. He said, I'm gonna give you multiple opportunities to the kingdom.
Jesus.
Keys to the kingdom of heaven, not just to the kingdom of earth. Because catch this. Woo, catch this, church. I'm getting happy. Catch this.
Yes.
Run around 2:64 and let's know.
All right, man.
Catch this.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I got to say one more time. Catch this. It's coming. Hallelujah. Here we go. We hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Then he said what? Because guess what? Everything that you need is already laid up in heaven.
All right. Amen.
Listen to this morning, church. I don't know about you. Everything you need is already laid up in heaven.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a key for what's in heaven can manifest itself on earth. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I got to preach to myself. I don't care if you get it or not. I'm preaching to myself right now. In heaven, Eric.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
On earth, whatever you find, that negativity, that the enemy is speaking to you, depression.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Be bound in heaven.
Yes. It will be bound in heaven. Catch this. Heaven is a place of perfection and righteousness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get to that place, church, this morning. Stay with me this morning.
Hallelujah.
We're seeking the wrong things. We're seeking the wrong purpose, he said this morning.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna give you the key.
What
is the keys this morning?
You don't know.
To the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, whatever you bound on earth,
yes, sir.
Will be bound.
Yes, sir.
And whatever you loose, here we go. Y'all ready? You ready?
Yes.
Listen, boy, I could preach on this one all day.
Yes, sir. Okay. This is good.
Whatever you loose. What are you trying to loose right now? What do you need in your life?
Mm-hmm.
What you need? You'll be loose in heaven. Saying that, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying there's a responsibility. Yeah, catch this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
When you give someone a key to your house, you trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And you trust they're going to not do the wrong way when you leave your house.
That's right. Amen.
You don't just run around giving stranger keys to your house.
Hallelujah.
Y'all ready? Here we go, Pastor. Here we go. Because we are kingdom daughters and sons of God.
Yes.
He trusts you with the keys.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, whatever you loose on earth, you'll be loose in heaven. Bind up those spirit, that spirit of depression. Bind up that spirit of fear. Bind up that spirit of uncertainty. Bind up that spirit of I can't sleep at night. Bind up that spirit. What's going to happen next? Bind up that spirit. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Loose prosperity in your life. Loose abundance in your life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. You walk into a facility, you better walk like a king. Things will change when you walk into the room.
Amen.
We're supposed to transform situations, not conform to them. Are you a transformer or are you a conformer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you letting people influence you that you should be influencing them?
Mm.
Are you letting people's words bind you up? Or people's thoughts bind you up? Or traditions hold you back? Loose abundance in your life. But this is a kingdom assignment for you this morning, church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want your business to grow? Loose it. Give it to God.
Hallelujah.
When I go back to school, go. You need more? Give more. Give generosity. God said here this morning, I believe in my heart that this is a time and a season where we don't get too many more chances.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been playing with the chances. We've been playing Russian roulette with
God.
We've been lack. We've been slack. It don't take all this. Don't take all that. Mm-hmm. I get to it when I get to it. Doesn't matter if I go to church. Don't matter if I don't do this. Don't matter if I don't pray. But it's going to come a time in your life. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All thing you can have is him in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come a time in your life. But God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he can help and give you more abundance.
Yes, God.
Say this morning before I close, abundance is mine.
Abundance is mine.
Abundance is mine.
I receive it right now.
Right now.
I want to pray. Let me say this to you too. And this is something the Lord put on my heart. This is the time, church, for the church to be the church, not to be religious,
mm-hmm.
not to be legalistic in politics. And all this other stuff. This is the time that everybody needs to be accountable to God.
Amen.
This is your season. Don't let anybody steal this from you. We're going through some things we never seen before.
Yeah.
But God is still showing up, ain't y'all?
Amen.
Let's give him some praise.
Hallelujah.